We know that Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day of creation. He was created on the sixth day. The animals were created on the sixth day. And Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day as well. Stating that, Rashi al HaTorah, on the Pasuk, Vayivorech Lekim Es Yom HaShvi Vayikadosh Oysoi, Kivoy Shavas Mikol Melachtoi, Asher Bara Elikim Lases. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, Mikol Melachtoi, Asher Bara Elikim Lases. So Rashi says, it sounds a little bit, that Hashem rested from the Melacha that Lasois Hashem was going to actually do on Shabbos. So Rashi says, HaMelacha Shehoyse Ru'uya Lasois B'Shabbos, Kofol V'Asoi B'Shvi, K'moyshem Afurish B'Bereshis Rabbah. Rashi's medayik the word Lasois, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to create the world not in 6 days, but in 7 days. But then, Hashem had a machshava shniya, and instead of creating the world on the seventh day, instead of creating the world in 7 days, instead Hashem decided that He's going to create the world in 6 days. So instead of creating it on 7 days, Hashem decided that He's going to create the world on 6 days. Just hold that thought for a second. You know, the Ran says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that why is it that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? Why is it Aleph Tishrei is the Yom HaDin? Why is Aleph Tishrei the Yom HaDin? Why? Well, what's unique about Aleph Tishrei that it became the Yom HaDin? So he says, as a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer says, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua said, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created B'Chodesh Tishrei. But the Ram brings from the Psikta Rabasi, that the Psikta Rabasi says that really the world wasn't created on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Really the world was created on Chaf He'elul. What was created on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Adam HaRishon was created on Chodesh Tishrei. Because if the world was created on Chaf He'elul, 6 days later is when man was created. If man was created 6 days later, so it comes out that Adam HaRishon was created really on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The day that Adam HaRishon was created, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prosecuted Adam HaRishon. He punished Adam HaRishon. He punished Chava. He punished the Nachash. Adam HaRishon stood Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Badin when? On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Because the world was created Chaf He'elul. He was created on the sixth day, which is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the day that he sinned. That's the day that he had to give Din V'Cheshbin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ran, if that's the day that Adam HaRishon had to give Din V'Cheshbin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's was the first Yom HaDin. That's why it became known as the Yom HaDin. You want to know why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? Because that's the day that Adam HaRishon stood. Why did Adam HaRishon give Din V'Cheshbin on Rosh Hashanah, on Aleph Tishrei? Because that's the day it was created. And the Gemara says, the day created, on Ba'isa Yom Sarach, that's the day that he ended up sinning. What's the Cheshbin? Rabbi Eliezer's B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, but the Pesik Rabbas, he says, it was really on Chaf He'el. I heard from Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, I once had the schos to eat the Rosh Hashanah Suda by him. So he said over that that Be'emes, Rabbi Eliezer holds B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Shua argues. Rabbi Shua holds B'Nisa Nivra Olam. So why is it that we're going with Rabbi Eliezer? L'chay Rabbi Shua holds B'Nisa Nivra Olam. He said that Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that Elu Ve'Elu Divra L'Kim Chayim. Rabbi Eliezer is right that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and Rabbi Yeshua is right that B'Nisa Nivra Olam. How's that possible? He says Rabbeinu Tam because Chazal say that it was all of a machshava to create the world, B'Midas Adin. The world ultimately wasn't created but rather with Midas HaRachamim. There was an Olav B'Machshava to create the world, and then there was the Metzias, when the world was actually created. Elu ve'elu divrei L'Kim Chayim. It was Olav B'Machshava, said Rabbeinu Tam, to create the world, Tishrei. But B'Nisan Nivra Olam, the world, L'Maisa, was created on Chodesh Nisan. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said like this. He said, so it comes out that it was Olav B'Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei. It was Olav B'Machshava to create the world in Midas HaDin. That's why Chodesh Tishrei, that's why Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Yom HaDin. Because it was all of the Machshava to create the world of Midas HaDin. So he teached. We say, Hayoyim Haras Oilam. Hayoyim Yamid Bamishpat Kol Yitzuri Oilamim. Hayoyim Haras Oilam. It's an interesting Lashon. Today's the day that the world was conceived. Heroin is Miloshon pregnancy. Haras Oilam. It doesn't say Hayoyim Leidas Oilam. It says Hayoyim Haras Oilam. Today's the day of the conception of the world. He said, yeah. Because what happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rabbeinu Tam says? B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam. Today's the day that it was all about Machshava to create the world. It was the Haras Oilam. It was the Machshava to create the world. And it was all about Machshava to create the world. But Midas HaDin, so Hayoyim Haras Oilam. That's why Hayoyim Yamid Bamishpat Kol Yitzuri Oilamim. That's why today is the Yom HaDin. But either way, that's what the Ran said. The Ran said, you want to know why we give Din V'Cheshbin Kibnei Moroi Why is this all on Rosh Hashanah? Why is it on Echad B'Tishrei? Why is it today? It's because Rabbi Eliezer said that B'Tishrei Nivroilam. And B'Tishrei Nivroilam means really B'Chafei El Nivroilam, which means that the sixth day of creation is the day that Adam HaRishon was created. And if on the sixth day Adam HaRishon was created, and on that day Adam HaRishon did Davera, and he had to give Din V'Cheshvan Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it's for that reason that Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Aleph B'Tishrei became the Yom HaDeh. In Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Vayivaruch lekimus yerim hashvi vayikadosh oisoi ki vayshavas mikol malachtei ashebaru lim lasleis." And Rashi says on that pasuk, "Ashebaru lekim lasleis," that really Hakadosh Baruch Hu created on Shabbos what He was going to create. Really, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was going to create the world in 7 days, but instead of creating the world on Shabbos, kafal vasoi b'shishi. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a machshav shniya, and he decided instead to create what was going to be created on the seventh day and the sixth day. Now it's interesting, Rashi doesn't say which yitzira of Yom HaShishi was supposed to have been created on the seventh day. HaMelach HaShayse Ru'uya Lasis B'Shabbos Kofel V'Asoy B'Shishi. Not everything. Well, Hashem wasn't going to skip this Friday and instead Shabbos. So something was going to be created by Yom HaShishi, and then something was going to be created by Yom HaShabbos. But Rashi says something that was supposed to be created on Shabbos, what was that thing that was kofel v'asoy v'shishi? So I found in the Sefer Beis Yishai, Drosh's Beis Yishai, that's from Rav Shloime Fisher. Shloime Fisher was the brother of Dayan Fisher, of Mr. Yanke Fisher. So this is in his Drosh's, Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Yud Ches. So he says of that what Bria of Yom HaShishi was really supposed to be created by Yom HaShabbos. He says, I think it's Pashat Adam Oid. It's Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to be created on Shabbos. He wasn't really supposed to be created on Friday. And he says, if you think about it, Adam HaRishon was created on the same day as the animals. He says, how do you understand that? On the fifth day, Hashem created the Chaya, the Oif, Yoifef Ala Oretz. But he didn't create the animals. On the sixth day, Toitzayaretz Nefesh Chay Lamina Behema Veremes Vachaisayaretz Lamina. Why didn't he create the Oifus on the same day as the Behemoths? Because they're different. It didn't make sense for him to create them on the same day. And Adam HaRishon and the Behemoths and the Chayas are the same. He said the Merchak between Adam HaRishon and the Behemoths and the Chayas, you would think, is greater than the Merchak between the Behemoths and the Chayas and the Oif Yoifef Ala Oretz and the Shrotzim and the it doesn't make sense. So what's the Pshat? Said Reb Fisher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created man on the sixth day together with the Behemoth and the Chayas. The Teretz says Adam was supposed to be created on the seventh day. He was really supposed to be created on the seventh day. But Hashem had a machshava shniyah, kafal. He decided instead that no, I'm supposed to create on the seventh day, I'm going to create on the sixth day. And he says he thinks it's merumas in the pasuk. Because if you look in the psukim that describe the sixth day of creation, Vayomer lekim toitzi yaretz nefesh chay lamino, behema veremes vechayse yaretz lamino vayiche, vayas lekim eschay yaretz lamino vesa behema lamino vesa kol remes adam lamineu, vayare lekim ki toif. And then it says, "Vayomer lekim nasa adam etzalmenu kidmusenu," and then "Vayivra lekim esa adam pru revu milu asaretz v'kivshua." If you go through all the other days of creation, when does it say "Vayara lekim kitoiv"? At the end, Hashem creates "Vayara lekim kitoiv vayera vayivayke yom shlit." Right? That's how it goes. "Vayara lekim kitoiv," and then you have the "Vayera vayivayke" in middle of the parsha. "Vayara lekim kitoiv." So Rabbi Fisher said, "Kan givu lano atayru," that really this was supposed to be the end of the sixth day. "Vayara lekim kitoiv." Narvas vayomer lekim nasa adam etzalmenu kidmusenu. Afterwards, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that you know what, machshava shniya kofa vasoy b'shishi. Instead of creating them on the seventh day, instead I'm going to create them on the sixth day. Incidentally, this is mamish derech agav. But incidentally, in that drasha, so the Rav Fisher, he talks about the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and he says Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat from. Listen to a Dovah Niflah. Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas, right? He wasn't allowed to eat. Everyone knows that he wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He brings from that Rizal, in the spirit of Primus Atayra. So he brings from that Rizal that said that the Isser to eat from the Eitz Hadas was only supposed to last until Shabbos. Once Shabbos came, it was already going to be mutter for Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The whole issue was until Shabbos. So he says, a Dover Neira, there's a Medrash Rabbah, the Vayikra Rabbah, that says like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Doresh Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, mi yigalo ofer meinecha Adam HaRishon. Who is good? Adam HaRishon, look at that veru that you did. Shelo yocholto lamed al tzivecho sho'achas. You couldn't control yourself not to eat from the Eitz Hadas sho'achas. He says, your einaklach, your children, they can wait, they have payers, they don't need the payers for 3 years. Right? Me yagala offer meinach adam arishon. 1 hour, shoachas, you couldn't wait. Look at Klal Yisrael. Sholei shamim, there's a mitzvah of arlo. It's mamish tariza. What do you mean shoachas? He was never let in from the Eitz Hadas. No, the teretz is, it was going to be a temporary thing. But he says something amazing. He says that how long was the ban on the Eitz Hadas? I mean, arishon wasn't let in from the Eitz Hadas until Shabbos Kodesh. One Shabbos was going to come, Adam was going to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was only until Shabbos. So how long was the Issa going to last? How long was it going to be that he's not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas? So he says, you can make a cheshbon. The Gemara says, you know when Adam HaRishon sinned? He sinned B'Shoah Asiris. That's when he sinned. So he said, it comes out, the whole story happened B'Shoah Asiris. How long couldn't Adam HaRishon control himself for? What was the chet? Shoah Asiris, the 11th hour and the 12th hour. Once Shabbos was going to come, he was going to be able to eat. He couldn't wait 3 hours. He said, that's the oimik. Darish Rabbi Yudhim and Pazi. He said, Klaus so can wait 3 years. And you can't wait, Shoachas. He meant 3 shois. The 3 shois that you had to wait. That was all it was. Because it was almost Shabbos. The sun was going to set. And for Shabbos by the Suda, you were going to eat pears from the Eitz Hadas. But it's Nishke Ken Anhalten. He brings from Darizal. That Darizal said that Adam is Rosh Tevis. Adam David Mashiach. Al Dalv Mem. He said, Adam is Rosh Tevis, Adam David Mashiach. He said, what's the oimik? So the Rizal said like this, that Adam Arishan's chet was the Eitz Hadas. And what was the chet? That he couldn't wait, because really he was going to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas on Shabbos. He just couldn't wait. He couldn't control. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait until Shabbos. The Rizal referred to it as paga. Right? You have paga a lot in Gemara. What's paga? Unripened fruit. So there's an idea. It was paga. That's what it was, the Rizal said. And Adam HaRishon wanted to eat the paga. And he wasn't supposed to eat the paga. He was supposed to wait for it to fully ripen. But he couldn't. He couldn't. The Avera was, he couldn't wait. David HaMelech's Avera was the story with Bathsheba. Bathsheba was an Eishes Ish. Uri Achitu was going to die. Uri Achitu could have given her a get. But David HaMelech couldn't wait. So he couldn't wait. He couldn't. He didn't want to wait. And that's why he was Nichshel, Koloi Medavot, Chate Ene Yalotaya. But Chazal said that he was Nichshel in the Chet of Eishes Ish. So he said, oh, the Marishan's Chet was, that Rizal said, he couldn't wait. He ate Pagu. Couldn't wait until Shabbos. David HaMelech's Chet was Bathsheba. She was an Eishes Ish. He couldn't wait until she wasn't an Eishes Ish anymore. You know what the ticket for that is, Mashiach. He said, Klai Yisrael's going to have to wait. They're going to wait for Mashiach. And that's how we're going to be Mesakin. He said, the Shoyrish of the Gres Techatoim, with the Chet of the Eitz Hadas and the Chet of David and Bathsheba, you know where it came from? A lack of patience. He couldn't wait. And the tikkun for that is Mashiach. The Im Yismameach HaKeloi. And that's what Klai Yisrael is going to have to do. We're going to have to wait. It's amazing because we live in a world where, you know, we have no patience. It's a world of everything is instant. And really, the tikkun for the Chatoim is waiting. That's what the tikkun is. That's the tikkun. It's the tikkun for the chet of Adam HaRishon and the tikkun for the chet of David HaMelech and Bathsheba is Mashiach. Adam, David, Mashiach. Adam couldn't wait until Shabbos. David couldn't wait until Bathsheba wasn't going to be an Eishes Ish. The tikkun is, we're going to have to wait for Mashiach. But coming back, because that was all a digression. Coming back. So Rav Fisher said in Joshua's Bay, that's Pashit. That what Rashi says in Parshas Bereshis, on the Pasuk, Vayichulu, Ashamayim Varetz V'chol Tzavom, Ashabar Lekim Lasis, Hamulach HaShoy Seruya Lasis B'Shabbos, Kofal Vasoy B'Shishi. What is he referring to? He's referring to Adam. Adam was supposed to be created on Shabbos. But Kofal Vasoy, right, you look at the Pasuk. The pasuk Vayyar Elikim Kitoiv, right after the Behem and the Chai, and then afterwards Vayyomer Elikim Nasa Adam and Tzameinu, because this was really supposed to happen on Shabbos, but instead of happening on Shabbos, when did it happen? It ended up happening on Friday. That means Adam and Rishon was really supposed to be created on Shabbos. Let's come full circle. Why is Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei? Dr. Ran, because B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Or at the very least, it was all about machshava to create the world B'Tishrei. But B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, that's what this rebbe has, and it's not really B'Tishrei, because the Psikta Rabasi says it was Chafei Elul. What was created Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Adam HaRishon. Because if the world was created, Bereshis Bar Lekim, Vayar Lekim, the Vayar Vaybaki Mechad is Chafei Elul, do the math, that means the 6th day when Adam HaRishon was created was really Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So if the 6th day was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when Adam was created, that's when Adam was Sarach, that's when Adam was judged. So if the original Din V'Cheshbin in the world happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's why the Dairi Dairis, the Yoim HaDin was always going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But the truth is, even though Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day. He was supposed to have been created on the seventh day. There was an Olah b'machshava to create Adam HaRishon on the seventh day. And we know that the Olah b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Metzios. That's the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the reason you find Tzaddikim, Medaktikim, Aleihem, Kachot HaSayir, because it was Olah b'machshava to create the world of Midas Hadin. And that creates a Metzios of Midas Hadin. Right, the Ramami Pano said that was the Pshat when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he saw Rabbi Akiva. So he said, I see his Torah, let me see his Char. So the Eibishter just shows how the Romans are torturing Echad, they're torturing Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Zu Torah, Zu Schara. So what did Eibishter tell him in Menachis? Shtoik. Kachal lefane b'machshava. Said the Ramami Pano. What do you mean kachal lefane b'machshava? He meant to say because it was all of b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin. And being that it was all of b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin, so he says if it was all of b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin, that's the point of all lefane b'machshava. That creates a metzius and tzaddikim edaktikim aleihem kachot asayru. The machshava of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a metzius, not our machshava is where it's a fleeting thought that nothing ever happened with. No, it's a metzius Hakadosh Baruch Hu's machshava. If it was all of b'machshava for Adam HaRishon to be created on the seventh day, that means on some level there's a metzius that Adam HaRishon was created on Shabbos. Ayin Shom and Ishmus. On some level, Adam HaRishon was created on Shabbos. That means Adam HaRishon was created on Yom Vav. He was also created on Yom Zayin. In the world, in the reality that Adam HaRishon was created on Shabbos, that means the Yom HaDin was when? It was on Shabbos. What day is Shabbos on the calendar? That's Beis Tishrei. Maybe that's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You want to know why there's a Dina Kashyan, there's a Dina Rafia? What's the 2 days? The Teretz is because the whole Yisoid of the Yom HaDin is that was the day that Adam HaRishon had to give Din V'cheshbin. Adam HaRishon in the Oivam HaMachshava was created on Beis. If it was created on Beis and there was a Din V'cheshbin on Yom Beis also, there was a Din V'cheshbin then as well. If there was a Din V'cheshbin on Yom Beis, it comes out Yontiv Rishon and Yontiv Sheni. Hence we have 2 Yemei Adin. So what's the Yisoid of the first day Rosh Hashanah and the second day Rosh Hashanah? The Teretz is a Yom Adin on the first day Rosh Hashanah and there's a Yom Adin on the second day Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Adin of the first day Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kashya. The second day is Dina Rafya. This is based on the Zohar Kodesh. I think Gemara says in Beya and Rosh Hashanah and Erevin that it's all Kibayt on Tzveik of the Yom. That's the Tam Niglo, like the Vilna Gaon always says. But there's a Tam Nistar. The Tam Nistar is that it's a real Yom Adin. How in the world did the second day become the Yom HaDin? Ulai. Maybe based on this Rashi in Parashas Bereishis, that really there was an Olah b'machshava for Adam HaRishon to be created on Zay, on the seventh day of creation, on Beis Tishrei. If the reason the Yom HaDin is related to the day that Adam HaRishon was born, to the day that he sinned, so could be, if there was an Olah b'machshava for this to all play out, not on Aleph Tishrei, but on Beis Tishrei. So Beis Tishrei goes down as being a Yom HaDin as well. You know, we talk about Dina Kashya, Dina Rafia. So what does this all mean? I'll tell you one thing I saw in the Sefer Na'oiz Desha. That's from the Heliga Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer said that the 2 Yom HaDins, he said the first day the Yom HaDin is on the Ruchnius of a person. He said, the second day, the Yom HaDin is on the Gashmius of a person. So he said, why is the first Yom HaDin Dina Kashya and the second Yom HaDin is Dina Rafya? He says, because the Satan that's Mekatrig on the Yom HaDin, he says he's willing to forego that a Yid should have Gashmius. That he's willing to be Mevater. He said, but his Lashon was about Abyssal Yiddishkeit. That he goes out guns blazing. He said, that's already not something he's Mevater for. So he said, the first day, the Dina Kashya, that's what the Satan really doesn't want. He wants, you want to have a good in a Gashmi's digger sense. Okay, the Satan knows this is all fleeting anyways. But he says that you should be Zoicha to a good Gebenshior, Beruchnius. That's already Dina Kashya. But either way, we should take a Zoicha to a good Gebenshior, Bedina Kashya, Bedina Rafya, Bein Beruchnius, Bein Begashmius. And that's Hashem looking forward to another year of steiging together.